You know, they're fairly kind of flat pieces of bone, so I would think maybe this is part of the skull or the jaw. Am I anywhere near?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
So what you have here are two lower jaws of a duck-billed dinosaur.
Oh, brilliant. So they'd come together in the midline somehow.
Yes, they actually come together right
the other way around. Brilliant. I know how difficult it can be to piece together an ancient skeleton from fragments, but I've only ever worked with one species, humans. So I'm really impressed by paleontologists who have to understand the anatomy of hundreds of different dinosaur species. Identifying a dinosaur is just the starting point for unlocking its secrets and getting it ready for display. It will be years before this dinosaur is ready for the public. Instead, the centrepiece of Luis's exhibition will be three T-Rex skeletons that have already been excavated and are now ready to be mounted. They're being put together in a workshop in New Jersey. Resurrecting these awe-inspiring creatures will require mounting the bones in a way that reflects the latest scientific understanding about posture, movement, and behaviour. But the fossil remains of each of these animals are desperately incomplete. Paul Zawisza is in charge of turning the partial distorted skeletons into the most up-to-date reflection of scientific knowledge.
Another several weeks, and I'm just trying to figure out where everyone's at. Tommy?
Right now we're about 50 to 60% finished. Mm-hmm. Everything is articulated. We have to get the new bases built.
Did you get those hands straightened out?
Yeah, I think we finally figured
that's good.
2 days later.
Working closely with Luis, Paul and his team will turn a miniature model of the three T-Rexes into a finished exhibit. The science will come alive through a combination of art and engineering.
Luis came out here several months ago. He pretty much shifted things around to the scenario that's going on here. But again, we have a little liberty because we want to make these things come to life. Otherwise, they just don't move and they don't.